Look in 1 Kings chapter 17. For the sake of time, I'm just going to read one verse, 1 Kings chapter 17. And Brother Joe got this meeting started off talking about that hand in the meal.
Yeah.
But I've heard many messages preached on this particular text. And one thing I wanted to note was that I've listened to a lot of you senior preachers, and I've listened to a lot of messages preached on this book. And as I've listened to you all, and I've listened to Professor Holy Ghost through the years, I have learned that this is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible that tells you and shows us the grace of God and how we can find the grace of God and how we show the grace of God in this particular text. Let's read this one verse, chapter 17, verse 9. It says, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Pray your Heavenly Father, you bless these few minutes we have. Bless the time we have together. Hide us behind the cross, and we'll thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. So, what I want to try to bring in just a few minutes I got is how the Holy Ghost is just, Holy Spirit just showed me through the years the many situations of grace expounded and kind of parallel as it was shown here to Elijah, and how it was shown to him and this widow woman, and how we can show it in parallel and how we can see it shown in our lives today if we'll just follow the simple rules that's laid down here in the Scripture. I learned a long time ago, when you look at the Scriptures, you look at what's said at this particular time when this Scripture was written, and then you can later glean that and apply it to your own life. But when Elisha was told here to go by the brook Cherith, first thing we learned in our lives, he was told to go there. The first message I heard preached on in this text was on finding the will of God and being there. You've got to be there in the will of God if you ever expect the grace of God to ever be expounded and ever you experience the grace of God in your life. It'll not be apart from the will of God. And so, and you'll see this two or three times. See, when you get up to verse 6 and 7, where Elijah said, you know, he would go and dwell by the brook, several areas of grace was going to be bestowed on Elijah here. A simple bird, a raven. That little five-letter word there, raven. God was going to use bless Elijah with grace through a raven.
Amen.
How was he going to sustain him? Through two other little five-letter words.
Yes.
Bread and flesh brought by that raven.
Amen.
So there he was going to sustain himself there, and he was going to have water by the brook. The brook and water, symbolic. They're two more little five-letter words, and grace of God is going to be blessed there by the water. We must be sustained by water, our bodies. And of course, we know in the Scripture, water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. You're not going to be blessed apart from the Holy Spirit. We look at where Elijah had to move on. There in verse 9, that word arise. Anytime you see that word arise in a command, in a situation of a commandment to God's people or God's man, or in a situation, you can always expect the grace of God is about to fall. And you see the grace of God here was about to fall again on Elijah because he's having to move him. But he said, I'm changing your path of direction. If you want my grace to continue to sustain you, you're going to have to go there where that widow woman dwells. And not only was the grace of God going to now be bestowed upon Elijah, the grace of God is going to be bestowed upon this widow woman. That widow woman, there's two words there, two little five-letter words. Now this widow woman was about to receive a double portion of grace. But why? Because she was obedient.
Amen. Amen.
There's another two five-letter word phrases in this chapter that shows us a great lesson as well about grace. Go down in verse 15, says, "She went and did." Just exactly what Elijah told her to do. What did she do? She just simply obeyed. But there's one of the key verses And if I had had time to put the 5 points together, I don't know if I've got time or not. But the key verse of this whole text is right here in verse 13, where Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me first the little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and thy son." There's 5 words here that you can make a command out of. It says, "Fear not, make me first." There's five words. If you want the grace of God to be bestowed on your life, and especially our lives today, if you make God first in your life, then the grace of God can be shown on you and in your life, because it's not going to be done if you won't do it apart from putting God first in your life. You're going to have to be in the will of God if you want to know the way of God. And 5 times in this, if you look and look at this, 5 times you will find in this complete text, these 24 verses, you'll find another 5-word little statement. It's simply the Word of God, or the Word of the Lord. And you'll find that 5 times. And this widow woman, she learned this because she went on to say in verse 18, "And Elijah said unto her, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God?" When you learn to recognize that somewhere in your life you're going to be under the authority of a man of God, and if you want the will of the grace of God to be upon your life, you're going to have to submit yourself to the authority of a man of God. And that in that very last verse, she says, after she had experienced all this grace, she said, "See, the devil always, whenever you're in the will of God, you can expect the grace of God, but you can always expect the old devil's going to try to come in and try to discourage you and defeat you." Just like, you know, she thought, well, her son was going to die. But the grace, because she was where she was supposed to be herself, and where Elijah was, he was at, he was able to perform this minor miracle in God's eyes, but it was a great miracle in our eyes. Her son was returned back to him. And she says, "Now this I know, that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." You'll not know the truth of the Scriptures if you don't get in and study the Scriptures and know that you're going to be in the will of the Lord and trying to do just that. The grace of God will follow you over and over. We could look at many, many sections in here of many other situations here in this book, many more phrases. You could look over and over in this little 24 verses here, and you can find over and over situations or words or phrases that will show you and expound on you how the grace of God can be bestowed upon you if you just follow these simple little lessons that was shown to Elijah here. How did Elijah survive? How did he make? He simply did it by the grace of God, by being in God's will. And like I said, there's a whole lot you can do, but make the Lord first in your life. Make Him first, because you'll never know the will of the Lord, like I said, apart from the Word of the Lord. And then you'll find the way of the Lord. Thank you, and God bless you.